Beginning tonight, Shirin Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. We are up to the top line on page 44. Just to review what we said yesterday we discussed the case of Chazara. If a person has the classic case, a person has a shulant on the crackpot and he'd like to take it off and then put it back on, do Chazara. So we discussed the five criteria that are required. Number one, we said, was it has to be a group of a ketumah. There has to be a blech on it. Number two, he said that it has to be rosachas. The dish still has to be hot. It has to be odu biyado. You have to still be holding it. It has to be daito lachzir, that when you took it off, you had in mind to return it. And number five was, it has to be that it was tashul mevushal kol tzarka. It was fully cooked. And we discussed all the details about those five requirements yesterday. Now we begin with the Rama on the top line, last word of 44. He says, "V'yesh omrim," says the Rama, "there are those who say the kol ze eino asa rakish in a talo merakira mi bod yom v'lo hechziro ad shechashecha." Says the Rama, there is a sheet of the Ran that says this whole isra of chazara is only when you took it off the stove before Shabbos and you want to return it on Shabbos. That's when there's a problem of chazara. And we require all the different things that we just discussed. But if you took it off of the fire, off of the place where it was cooking, when it was Shabbos already, even if you place it down on the ground, it would be mutter to return it. So here the Rama is telling us from the Ran that the whole problem of Chazara is only from before Shabbos to on Shabbos. But in the classic case that on Shabbos you want to take some shulam and put it back on, so then even if you put it down on the ground, it would be permissible. You would not need all five requirements. We will see that you do need some of the requirements, but you will not need certainly this one of not putting it on the ground. That would be okay to put it on the ground. And says the Rama, that is the minhag, that we are lenient with our ovens that have a din of akira. And we rely on this more lenient shita. But he ends off and says, but it is better to be machmir about all the requirements of chazara, even when it is done fully on Shabbos. Miu, however, if the dish has cooled off, then according to everyone, it is asa to return it, because then you're getting into problems of real bishul. There are those who say that if you took food out of the oven on Shabbos, you cannot put it, do atmana, you can't insulate it with pillows or blankets or cushions, you can't do that. Because as we discussed yesterday, you can't change from it being on in the tanur to insulating it. It's two different types of things. That would not be considered a chazara. Then the Rama says, Yesh omrim, there are those who say, the koshu samach l'chashecha, anytime that it is close to darkness, it's close to Shabbos, O samach l'baruchu, shu kabbalo Shabbos l'didon, or it's close to where they say baruchu, when they used to accept Shabbos early by saying baruchu. So imu samach kol kach, if it is so close to Shabbos, she'in nitzdan in akadeira, that if the dish would be cold, theoretically, i'efshar lahartilcha mi bod yom, there wouldn't be enough time till Shabbos to heat it up, so it's so close to Shabbos, so dino kimo b'Shabbos atzmo. So those who say that will get a din of Shabbos itself, and even though you took it off on Friday, and you're putting it back on Friday, since it's so close to Shabbos, it would be like putting it back on Shabbos, which we just discussed in the Rama, would be a problem of Chazara, even according to this lenient opinion. And now we continue in the Rama on the top of page Chav Gimel. V'yesh mekilim bazeh. I don't know where that came from. Yesh mekilim bazeh. Some are lenient when it comes to this. The minog lahakil. Some are lenient when it comes to taking off the pot on Shabbos and returning it right before Shabbos. If it's all done on Friday, to those who are lenient, the minog lahakil. And the custom is to be lenient. Ach tov lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzara kol kach. However, it is good to be stringent in a place where it's not a great need. V'davka al gabi kira mamish. This is davka talking about on top of the kira returning it. Aval lismoch, but putting it close to the kira. Afilu samach la'esh, even close to the fire. B'makom shayatsu letesbo, even where it's so hot. Shari, that's permissible. Afilu samach hashecha, even if it's very close to Shabbos. Ubetanur, when it comes to a tanur of the olden days, which has much more heat and it's much more chomer. So ein chiluk bein lahachzir alav o lismoch etzlo. There is no difference if you return it onto the tanur, or you return it next to the tanur. Either way, it's a problem. V'tafka b'makom shayatsu letesbo, that specifically if you return it to a place where it is very hot, it's yatsu letesbo. Aval ena yatsu letesbo shari afilu b'Shabbos. If it's not yatsu letesbo, you can return it to the tanur even on Shabbos. Kamoshi yisbar l'kama b'simen shin yudches. We just read a lot in the Rama, And now we will begin again, and we will explain it clearly, Emirtz Hashem, with the Mishavura. So we begin on page 44 with the Mishavura and Sifkot and Samach Gimel. The first thing we saw in the Ramah is this more lenient sheet of the Ran that says there is only a problem of Chazara when you took it off before Shabbos and you're returning it on Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos and you're returning it on Shabbos, then many of the requirements are waived. So Sifkot and Samach Gimel writes, V'yesh Omrim de Kol Zeh, there are those who say that all this is only when you took it off before Shabbos. Pirish. Hoda ba'in and dafka oda biyado and gam daito lahachzir. That which we require, these two requirements that we discussed yesterday, that it has to be still in your hands, and it has to be that you had in mind to return it. That is dafka in the case where you took it off before Shabbos and you're returning it on Shabbos. Aval goruf v'kotum l'kuyam ba'inan. But to have the coals swept out or covered, that you're always going to need, even in a case where it was taken off on Shabbos and put back on Shabbos. But in Sifkot and Samach Daled, he says, Kishinatolom and Akira Mibod Yom. So the only time it's going to be stringent is when you took it off before Shabbos. Tekevon shelo hoyo hanatila b'Shabbos. Since you did not remove it from the stove on Shabbos, nira chazaroso kepula chadosha. It looks like when you're putting it back on Shabbos, from taking it off before Shabbos, it looks like you're doing a new job. V'havei kenosein l'chatzchila u'mevashel. It's like you're putting it on initially and cooking it. Therefore, we require all these requirements discussed yesterday. It has to be still be in your hands, and the other ones. So that it should be recognizable that all you're doing is chazara. It's not an initial placement. It is just chazara. But we said if you took it off on Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos, according to the Ran that the Ramah brings down, it would be okay even if you put it al gabe karkas if katan samachay. Even if you didn't have in mind to put it back and it was on the ground, it's still going to be okay. The reason is, everyone knows it was already cooked, it was on the stove when Shabbos came in, and it's clear that you're just doing a chazara, and therefore it doesn't look like an initial movement of cooking, and therefore we would waive both requirements. In note 76, he points out, that it's mashma midvara shegamal ofen zeh kosev ramah sheminog lahakel. We know we ended this little paragraph of the Ramah by saying, even though you should be machmir, the minog is to be mekel. But the Chazanish writes, sheminiach as hakedera agab bekaka, if you mamish put the kedera on the ground, the Chazanish says, velo haisa daito lachzira, if you had both of these chisronos, bezeh lo nogu lahakel. In this case, the Chazanish disagrees with the Mishavura and says, we would not be, the minog is not to be mekel. That's why when the Ramah brings it down, he says, "Rak shehuncha k'deira gabe karka." All he says is, even if it was placed on the ground, it will be okay to do chazara. Notice the Ramah didn't say that it's ain daito lachzira. So says the Chazanish, it's only that you put it on the ground. But the Mishavura argues and says, even if you put it on the ground and you had nothing in mind to put it back, it still is going to be okay as long as you took it off and put it back on both on Shabbos. Sifkot and Samach Vav, v'chein hogim hogim b'tanurim. We said the minog is to be lenient with our ovens. Haynu shemachzirim l'toch ha'tanur b'shabbos ma'shenoser lehem achar shelochum min atshulin la'achila. Kedesh le'yitzdanin. Meaning the minog is to return inside our oven on Shabbos that which was left over after you took tshulin to eat. In order that it shouldn't cool off, you want to keep it warm, so you would be allowed to return it. However, tov l'hachmir sifkot and Samach Zayim. Many poskim argue with this ran, and they require all five requirements for chazara. Va'odan, furthermore, ki abeis Yosef sover shegam haran lo hitir, el agabe kirav lo besochel. Abeis Yosef says, even the ran who is more mekil, he's not that mekil, he's only mekil on top of the kira, but not inside the kira, so it wouldn't work inside our ovens. V'gam ha-mogen avram, b'sefkotun lam hei mitzadik abeis Yosef, the mogen avram also sides with the abeis Yosef ayin sham. And our oven is no better than the kira. So if you can't return it to the inside of the kira, you can't return it to the inside of our tanur either. However, there is some schus that we can say on this custom of being lenient. Poskim say that there's only an isra of chazara if the place where you're returning it to is a place that the pot is going to heat up so much to a point of yad so lettuce bowl. V'zeh ein motzui kol kach, this is not so common. Al kein ein lefakfek bazeh, therefore you don't have to go crazy if people have a minhag to in fact return it, because most of the time it's not so hot And even if it is so hot, there is the Ran to rely on. V'ayin l'kamevi sefkotan samuches, v'yachakach matzosi v'luvush kedvarenu. Sefkotan samuches, miu v'netzani. The Ramos said then, that even though we're more lenient, if you took off the pot on Shabbos and you're returning it on Shabbos, we said if the food cooled off and it was now cold, according to everyone, it would be also to return. And again, we explained that would be a problem of Bishul. Says the Mishabur and Samachas, Hainu im Nestanin Lagamri. This means to say that it was completely cooled off. Like we said earlier, that's a shita of the Ramah. There would only be a problem of Bishul achar Bishul if it is cold, not if it just cooled off a little bit. It has to be that it mamish cooled off. The atam, and the reason why it's a problem to return it if it cooled off, the shayach achakach od bishul chadosh, because then there is another problem of bishul afterwards, because yesh bishul achar bishul when it comes to liquids. Va'ain lekamam b'magen Avram sifkotan lamid vav shekosu. The Magen Avram writes that afilu b'davar yavesh, even by something that is dry, not a liquid, she'ain bo morok, where there is no juice, there's no soup, delo shayach bo bishul, where it's not shayach bishul achar bishul, gam kein aser, it's still aser to return it once it cooled off. The kevan shekvar nitzdanin, since it already cooled off, butla hashihiyah rishona, the initial shiha has ended. The havei kenosein atom mechadosh besocha tanur, and it's like putting it initially in the tanur. Laze aser b'chol gavni, and therefore that's going to be aser in all cases. However, if you look at 79, he writes anam bir alocha lahalo nochiyah shalok divrei Magen Avraham v'chenis v'chazanish. So the Bir Halacha later tells us, and the Chazanish as well, that you don't have to be machmir in the case of solids. It would only be a problem of liquids, where we actually say yesh bishul achar bishul once it cooled off. The chol zekish manicho ato b'mokum sha'idei achom yehayat zoledes bo. This is only a problem when you return the cold item back to a place where it can get hot to be yat zoledes bo. Kosu ha'achronim da'achronim right, b'mokum she'mutter la'achsu, in a place where you are allowed to return it, mutter afilu liston piatanor bedaf achar ha'chazara. You're allowed to close the opening of the oven with some kind of board after you returned it. D'stima sadaf l'mikri hatmona, that's not considered insulation. Mio, however, im al yedei stimas piatanor yiroseach, if through closing it up with this board it's going to make it boiling hot, tov shelo listom, it's better not to close it up with the board. Kanal b'sefkotan samach zayin, like we said before, in samach zayin, you don't want to be in a place where you can get the yatsu lettuce bowl. V'dan, you should know, de kol zehu be'en gecholam bo'oras b'tanur. All these leniencies about doing chazara is only if there are no coals that are burning in the oven. Aval im yeisham gecholam bo'aros, but if there are coals that are burning, poshet b'mishna de be'en garaf akotam. It's poshet from the Mishnah that if the coals were not cleared out or they were not covered, afilu l'beisilo, who's normally matar chazara, it will be aser lahachzir. And even our ovens, which are similar to their kira, it would be usher in all cases if there are coals there and it wasn't garf akotum. Ulufi mashekasu b'sefer Yeshuas Yaakov. The le'inyan chazara sagi keshegarf hagecholim l'tzad echad. According to Yeshuas Yaakov, who says when it comes to chazara, it's enough to sweep the coals to one side. Yesh lohakel im garf hagecholim ibod yom sheyu rak l'tzad echad. It will be okay if you swept the coals before Shabbos to one side. The Shaar Tzion says, "Oh, Samech Aleph, Ma she'enkein le'inyan shehiya, be'inyan shehigo kol hagecholim lachutz." This is unlike we learned earlier when we discussed shehiya. We said clearly that you have to sweep out all the coals. You can't just move it to the side. But Yeshuas Yaakov is makel more when it comes to chazara, and the reason for that is because when you're doing shehiya, you're putting something that on that's going to be there for a long time for cooking purposes, and therefore there's more of a gzeir of Shem Yechata. But when you're doing chazara, so it's something that's already fully cooked, that's the only time you can do chazara, and therefore it's only initially when you're putting it down, and therefore it's enough of a sign that you move the coals to one side, it wouldn't have to be cleared out. The Chazanish argues with this and says there's no difference between Shia and chazara, you always have to have the coals removed and not moved to one side. Then we said in the Ramah that if you took it out of the oven, you can't go put it into karam uksasos and to do hatmana, to insulation over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains, like we said yesterday, the zem mikri tchilas hatmana, that's considered an initial insulation. The mashahaya munach mitchila betanur inyan acheru, that which is initially was in the oven, that's a separate inyan. That's in an oven. This is insulation that is separate. The ein tonim b'shabbos afilu b'davar shei mosef hevel. And you can't do hatmana, you can't insulate on Shabbos, even with something that's not going to add heat, it's just going to keep in the heat. V'lochein afilu hoya adayin hamachal cham, v'roseach aser. Therefore, even when you took the food out of the oven, it's still boiling hot, it's still going to be aser to insulate it. V'im eino tomen heita besochon, but if it's not really insulated so well inside, meaning shu pasuch milamala, it's open on top, shari, that would be permissible. The zelo mikri atmana, that's not called atmana, like we saw already in the Ramah, sosif aleph bahaga. In note 81 in the back of the Sefer, you don't have to turn there, it's a very quick note, he just brings to the Chazanish that he writes, She'ein lahokel ba'atmana ha-mishameres as-achom. You should not be lenient by atmana that guards in the heat, af im ein kol ha-kederu mechusa. So it's a chumrah of the Chazanish, when it comes to atmana, it's not enough. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, the top is uncovered, like we saw in the Ramah, the Chazanish says if it's keeping in the heat, that wouldn't be good enough, that would still be a problem of atmana. And now in the middle of the Sittah, Mishnah Berurah gives us an introduction to the rest of the Ramah. The rest of the Ramah had said that even though, according to this Shita of the Ran, there's only an Isser of Atmana from before, you took it off before Shabbos, you're putting it back on Shabbos, but if you took it off and put it back on Shabbos, it's okay. But within the case where it's Usser, that you took it off before Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos, some extend that Chumrah that if you take it off before Shabbos and put it on even before Shabbos, but very close to Shabbos, that also will be Usser. So everything is done before Shabbos, and there are those who Usser. Where does that come from? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ayin gives us a little background information. In order to understand this Yesh Omrim, I'm forced to give a little bit of a lengthy introduction. Dineya Tosas va'arosh v'siyatam. Tosas and the Rosh, and those who hold like them, hochichu, they proved that be'erev Shabbos nami shayach dinei chazara, that on Erev Shabbos, it's also shayach the halachas of chazara. The Hainu, meaning to say, im notal mi bodyo min hakira, a seemingly very strange halacha, that if you took on Friday, you took the pot off from the stove, omen atan or lididon, or from our oven, osir lahachzir alav elim keinu garav akotum. You can't even return it before Shabbos unless it was cleaned out from the coals or the coals were covered. So you can't even take off your tshuva before Shabbos to take some and put it back on before Shabbos unless it was garf akatum, which seems very strange. What seems strange about it? The hikshuel said, they asked on that, im kein, that sweet on the house of Afilu Er Shabbos, if you're going to ask her, doing the chazara even on Friday, im yisalek hakadeirim nakira b'er Shabbos b'hashkoma lo yeh yochel hachzir. So if I take it off the stove at 9 in the morning on Friday morning, I can't return it either? Like, what's the boundaries over here? What's the gedder? Where do you draw the line? V'eizah shir zman nosnu chachamim alzeh. What is the measurement of time that Chazal gave us? Umaski, and the Rishonim come out and they say, d'im u'samuch l'chashecha kolkach, if it's so close to Shabbos, ad shim hoya kar, that if it was cold, shim hoya kar lo hoya yocho lahartichu b'oso zman, there would not be enough time before Shabbos to heat it up. It's cold now, and you have so little time before Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to heat it up before Shabbos. So in that case, that close to Shabbos, osru oz lahachzir below grifa. That's when they asked you to return it if it's not garuf akotum. Why? Why they asked her on Friday? Dimyia mutter oz lahachzir, if it's a mutter to return it so close to Shabbos, yachzir gam b'Shabbos. They're worried you're going to return it on Shabbos. Aye, the whole chazara is only a gzeira. This lachara should be a gzeira l'gzeira. So zakta mishavura, the kula chad gzeira hi. It's all one gzeira. When they made the gzeira on chazara, they included in the gzeira to not put it back right before Shabbos. That was included in the gzeira, so it was one big gzeira that was made. U'b'Shabbos osur shem yechata. And he brings the reason over here that on Shabbos, the reason why chazara is osur is shem yechata. And therefore, if you put it a second before Shabbos, it's also Gzeir Shem Yechata. That's opposed to the other reason for Chazara, which is Nira Kimavashal. Maybe there it wouldn't apply if you put it before Shabbos. Maybe it doesn't look like Nira Kimavashal, you're putting it on before Shabbos. But the Shem Yechata, they said it's one big Zera of putting it on Shabbos or putting it before Shabbos, if it's immediately before. The Koza Hudasa Yesh Omrim Sheskiwa HaRamah. This is all the understanding of the Yesh Omrim in the second to last line of the Ramah on page 44. V'hayesh Mekilin. But on the top of page Chav Gimel, we say V'yesh Mekilim Azeh Hudas Rashi V'siyotel. That is the opinion of Rashi and those with him. The Sviruluhu, they hold the Lo Gozru Al Chazara Ki'im Mishech HaShecha V'lo Mivodyom. The Gzeira of Chazara was only like you would have thought on Shabbos and not before Shabbos. So that's the Yesh Mekilin afterwards. But the way the Ramah brings down the Yesh Omrim, he says that if it's close to Chashecha or it's Samach to Baruch Hu, which is Kabbalah Shabbos Lididah, and that's our Kabbalah Shabbos, Zok to Mishavu and Ayin Aleph. O Samach LeBaruch Hu Bizmanom, in their times, Hayu Nohagim Lomar Baruch Hu Behektim. The minhag was to say Baruch Hu early, the Kamash Malon, and the Chiddush here is, the Kevon Da'yidei Baruch Hu Kabbalah Shabbos. since by saying Baruch Hu there being Mekabel Shabbos, Havik is Shabbos Gomer. That's like Shabbos for everything. Uba'inan Sha'oso Hashir Yia Kodem Baruch Hu Dafka. And therefore you'll need it to be that amount of time that you're able to heat up the item if it would be cold theoretically, and only during that time before Baruch Hu would you be allowed to do Chazara. The Ayim Magen Avram Shecholik Al Zeh, the Magen Avram argues on this. The Sirulei, he holds the Lo Nisker Zeh Hashir Rak Kodem Chashechav Lo Kodem Baruch Hu. He disagrees with that which the Ramah brings down. It has none of Baruch Hu. It goes by when Shabbos starts. If it's too close to Shabbos, you got a problem. If you're making Shabbos early and it's not close to Shabbos, just when you're accepting Shabbos, the Magen Avram says it would not be a problem. Sifkot and Ayin Beis in Musama Kolkach, it's so close to Shabbos. Hainu Afilu Hu Kodem Shkias Achama is Azman. Even if it's a little bit before Shkias Achama, Dino Kamo B'Shabbos. It follows the rules of Shabbos. The Chazara is Aser. V'Hainu Rak Leinyan De Beina Grufa V'Ketuma Kamo B'Shabbos. V'Zokta Mishabura. That's only Legabe the Nakuda that you need the oven to be Grufa V'Ketuma. Aval Leinyan Daito LaHachse V'Shelo Yachino Agabi Karka. But that which we require for Chazara, your mindset to return it, or that you shouldn't put it on the ground. Lo ba'inam is that wouldn't apply on Friday. So even if you want to say there's a chumrah, like we're saying over here, lefitosis and the rush, that you can't put it back close to Shabbos unless it's garfa katum, that's all you need is garfa katum. You don't need that you didn't put it on the ground. You don't need that you had in mind. Lamaisa, it's Friday. The chay legamri, if the food was totally raw, shari lehachzer, some lechashecha mamish, then you could put it back on close to Shabbos mamish. Afil le'ena gruva katuma, even if it was not cleaned out or covered the coals, kemosha kostav sif aleph. And now we turn the page to page Chav Gimel, and we continue with Sifkot and Ayin Gimel. V'davka achar, here's an interesting thing the Mishnah Berurah says. V'davka achar shenigmar kol bishla kedera. This chumrah that you can't do chazara so close to Shabbos is davka after it was fully cooked. U'manicha lamar al akira de erev lishmar chuma, and you're putting it back on to do chazara just to keep it warm. Bazehu de machmerinan. That's when we're machmer in notla shelo lachziru l'sheina grufa. That's when we're machmer. If you take it off, that you shouldn't return it if it's not garva katum. Ava kol zman shelo nisbashel kol tzarka. But if it's less cooked, which you would think is more chamer, but really it's more mekel. If it's less cooked, it's not fully cooked, then notla, you can take it off on Friday. Umachziru b'chol gafnin. You can return it no matter what before Shabbos. De lo shayach l'migzer de yachzer gam b'Shabbos. Because the whole concern is you might return it on Shabbos. So if you're returning it fully cooked a minute before Shabbos, you might return it fully cooked on Shabbos. But if you're returning it not fully cooked, you're not going to come to return it on Shabbos not fully cooked. That's called cooking. You wouldn't have a cook on Shabbos. The zeum of Ashel b'Shabbos, that would be cooking on Shabbos. Upshita de mizdair b'hachi. And it's possible a person would be careful not to cook on Shabbos. Afilu isharis lahachsim ibod yom. Just because we allow you to return to the oven or the stove a minute before Shabbos, something that's halfway cooked, you're not going to come return it on Shabbos when it's halfway cooked. That would be an Isser Bishl. Of course you'd be careful. The only Xavier is when it's just a Chazara, something that's fully cooked, so you might return it on Shabbos where it's not Garva Katam. So there we asked it right before Shabbos as well. V'yesh machmirin gam bezem mishum lo plug. There are some that are not machalik, whether it's half cooked, fully cooked, and they say that the Xavier was that you can return it right before Shabbos no matter what, even if it is only half cooked. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Ayin Dalet. So we said that we brought the two shittas, the Tosas and the Rashi. We said the minhag is to be mekil to do chazar right before Shabbos. But the Ramah then said, "V'tov lahachmir b'makom shein tzara kol kach." Zok the Mishnah Berurah ulefiza. According to this, ein litol akedera mikira v'litno agabe tanur shein agar v'kodem samal chashecha. Therefore, you should not take a pot from inside the kira and place it on top of the oven, which is not cleaned out from the coals are covered close to Shabbos, like we're saying over here. The after Tano Shalano Dino Kakira, even though our oven we say has a din of Akira, Habakira Gufe Yesh Lahachmir Ladeazu, by Akira itself, you should be machmir like the Shita. The Mugarva Kotum Mutter after Shabbos, but if it's Garva Kotum, like we've been learning, then it's Mutter to return it even on Shabbos. Agabe Akira Mamish, this is going on that which the Ramah said. Vidavka Agabe Akira Mamish, this discussion is Dafka putting it on the Kira. But next to the Kira, it's Pashir, it's Mutter, even next to the fire, which is Yatsu Levesbo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Hey Agabe Kira Mamish, Hainu de Bazeh Yesh Oshim Chazara Samal Chashecha. That's only where there are these Machmir Shitas that say you can't do Chazara even before Shabbos, close to Shabbos, on top of the Kira. But to put it next to the Kira, even Samach Le'esh, we said if it's a place where the Mokum Yatsu Levesbo, it's still going to be Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Vav, Mokum Shayatsu Levesbo, Di'i Eina Yatsu Levesbo, Afilu B'Shabbos Shari. If it's not Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, then even on Shabbos, it would be permissible. So then we said, if it's mokosh shasul leathers, bo it's shari, afilu samal lechashecha, sivkotan ayin zayin, hainu afilu nitzdanin legamri, even if the food is cooled off totally, and you're going to turn it before Shabbos close to the fire, it's shasul leathers, it's going to be okay. The lo nitzdanin legamri, but if the food is not totally cooled off, afilu b'shabbos shari, then even on Shabbos you can return it to a place where it's close to the fire, which is yatsu lethesbo. Ukmoshekosa b'simin shin yudches siftesav b'hagah. This same idea that we said lefi the Ramah, that there's no problem of bishul achar bishul if it is still not totally cooled off. And then we said when it comes to a tanur, there is no chiluk whether you're returning it on top of the tanur or next to the tanur. That's because of the chumra that we learned earlier than the tanur, because it is so hot. Says the mishabur in ayin ches, haynu b'tanur shel zman ha-talmud. This is talking about the tanur from the times of the Gemara, where we said it's much hotter than Akira. Ukvar kosav zeh b'shulchan aruch sif aleph. This halacha was already stated in sif aleph, the chumra of the tanur in those days over Akira, that even if it's garva katam won't help, even mekashuk vav it won't help. Eladisham maril in shehiya. Just there in sif aleph, we're discussing shehiya, leaving it there initially when Shabbos comes in. The Kan Mayril in Chazar, and here we're discussing the Chumrah of a Tanur from the times of the Talmud when it was for Chazara purposes. Aval Tanurim Shalonu Shepsuchim in Atzar Hem Kekira, but as we discussed already many times, our ovens that open from the side, they have a din of Akira, and therefore they would not have this Chumrah of the Tanur that you can't do Chazara on top or next to it. It would be more lenient like the halachas of Chazara by Akira. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Mirchashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.